Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. This past year, farmers around the world planted biotech crops at a double-digit pace, the seventh consecutive year of growth. Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. We are at such risk every day. It's a wonder we don't just stay in bed and pull the covers over our head. The threats are everywhere. Mad cow disease is just a hamburger away. Now bird flu has invaded Delaware and is threatening to spread down the East Coast. Last month, the Science magazine tells us that salmon is laced with PCBs. Now what are we to eat? There are some people and organizations that can't understand why the public doesn't get concerned about these grave threats to public safety. Well, I'll tell you why. Because every day and every week and every month, headlines are screaming about a new threat. We don't listen to Chicken Little anymore because the sky isn't falling. Because we have come to realize that there are interest groups that will hype these fears for their own personal gain, nothing to do with public safety. Now take mad cow disease for an example. Only 150 people in the whole world have died from the disease. How many people are there in the world? Billions. We're not going to get mad cow disease. We might get run over by a truck, but we're not going to get mad cow disease. And now Japan won't import our chickens. Never mind the fact that bird flu that we have in Delaware is not the dangerous strain that they have in Asia. It doesn't infect people. No, you won't get avian influenza or bird flu either. The alarm bells went off last month. Salmon raised on farms in the United States and Europe has higher levels of pollutants than salmon raised in the wild. Well, that sounds kind of fishy to me, but when you read the fine print, the amount of pollutants is easily within safety regulations. They just want to scare us. Go ahead and eat farm-raised salmon. It's good for your heart. The bottom line, the people of the United States don't wake up in the morning worrying if they can find enough safe food to eat. We have the safest food in the world. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.